So have you all got your exam papers back?
No.
In 1969. The temple was attacked by some hooligans. And they broke into the house, which served as the temple, and they started to attack the devotees and beat them. And then somehow or other they ran away. So we called the police, and they caught some of the hooligans. And after some days, the devotees had to go to court. So one of the devotees who had been beaten and who had seen the hooligans was named Nandakishore Prabhu. And he had to go on the witness stand. And he had no experience in any such matters or in public speaking or anything. So he was very nervous. He didn't know what to do or what to say. And the lawyer for the hooligans was very tricky and very aggressive. He was trying to give the impression that we belong to some cult that So when Nandakumar got on the witness stand, the lawyer for the hooligans asked him, "Who is Krishna?" And he said, "According to the dictionary, Krishna is the Hindu god of love and fertility." So Nandakishore said, "Your Honor, can I quote my authority?" Then His Honor said, "Yes." Then he quoted Brahma Samhita, "Ishwara Parama Krishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha, Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karana." But the first thing, how Nandakishore got so much confidence and so much intelligence to speak like that and challenge and defeat the other party, is that the first thing that the lawyer asked was, who was present at the time of the incident? Then he started to say, Satsvarupa, Murari, and he started to chant so many names of Krishna. And by chanting so many names of Krishna, he became blissful and he could answer all the questions. So I also felt here, reading the names of the devotees, which are all names of the Lord, that it was very encouraging and blissful. Which brings us to today's topic. What is today's topic? Yes, chanting the holy names. Who remembers the verse cited by Rupa Goswami in support of the definition of Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti? Translation. Yes. It is 1:27 in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma. That anyone who wishes to be fearless and free from all miseries should always hear and chant about and remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari. So the verse is significant. It establishes the principle of Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti, that in pursuance of the reasonings of the scriptures, we engage in devotional service. And it's also significant because it mentions the three primary activities of hearing, chanting, and remembering. So now we come to chanting. And actually, out of the three, chanting is considered the most important of all. So we can turn to page 76 in the verse book. Actually, 75 has many statements from Chaitanya Charitamrita which explain the verse that Rupa Goswami has quoted in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and which verse also comes here in Chaitanya Charitamrita. But the verse is on page 76, Nama Chintamani Krishnas Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shudho Nitya Mukto Binatvam Nama Namino. Nam means the holy name. Chintamani means the transcendentally blissful giver of all spiritual benedictions. Whatever one wants, he can get from the holy name. And the next word is Krishna. It means that the holy name is Krishna. Krishna is absolute. So the form of Krishna is Krishna. And the name of Krishna is also Krishna, because Krishna is absolute. So there's no difference between the body and the soul of Krishna. Krishna is absolute. His inside and his outside are the same. They're all spiritual. Similarly, there's no difference between Krishna and his name. Srila Prabhupada gives the example that, or he gives the explanation that in the material world or the relative world, the name of the thing and the thing are different. So if you're thirsty and you chant water, 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 well, simply chanting water, water won't quench your thirst, because the word water and the substance water are different. But in the spiritual world or in the absolute world, if you chant Krishna, 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 then Krishna is personally present, because the name Krishna and the person Krishna are the same. He is dancing on your tongue. So it is said that the form Krishna is perceived by the eyes, and the name Krishna is perceived by the tongue and the ears. But both are the same. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, yayatam mam prapadyante, that as one surrenders to him, he reciprocates. So similarly, as one surrenders to the holy name, the holy name reciprocates. And in whatever form one wants to serve the Lord reciprocates. So similarly, the holy name. As all incarnations are included within the person of Krishna. Similarly, all names of God are included in the Maha Mantra in particular. And therefore the Maha Mantra is Namachintamani. It fulfills all desires. For example, if one is, or say, wants to serve Radha and Krishna. So the three words, Hare, Krishna, and Rama, can all be explained in relation to Radha and Krishna. Because Hare is a form of address, either to Hara, who is Radha, or to Hari, who is Krishna. And Rama can mean Lord Balaram, can mean Lord Ramchandra, or can mean Radharani also, because Rama means the goddess of fortune. So the Maha Mantra will reciprocate with the devotee who chants purely and reveal himself in the particular form that the devotee wants to serve. So if we chant Hare Rama, then, and if we're thinking that Rama means Balaram, then there Hare won't mean Radharani, because that would be like Rasabhas. So there Hare will mean a way of addressing Hari or Krishna. So it will be Krishna and Balaram. Namachintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Chaitanya means conscious. The holy name is as conscious as Krishna. That means more conscious than us. We might think that we are more conscious than the holy name, but actually the holy name is more conscious than us. If we were fully conscious, then we would know that the holy name is also fully conscious. But because we are not fully conscious, we don't appreciate the holy name. Here also Srila Prabhupada told one story of a deaf man who was calling his wife. Say his wife's name was Radha, just so we can speak the holy name of Radha. So he called her. Radha, Radha, where's my food, let us say. Then she answered back, but he couldn't hear her because he was deaf. So he said, Radha, why aren't you answering me? And she said, I'm answering you. But he couldn't hear her. Oh, Radha, what is the matter with you? Are you deaf? Can't you hear that I'm asking you? So Srila Prabhupada says that actually he was deaf, but because he was deaf, he thought that she was deaf. So actually, because to some extent, some persons may be dead. They think the holy name is dead, or they think the deity is dead, or they think the Bhagavatam is dead. But the holy name reciprocates perfectly. And if we are conscious, we will also realize that the holy name is conscious. Rasa, Rasa Vigraha, the form of all transcendental mellows. That is only Krishna, Rasaraj. Purna, complete. Om Purnam Adaha Purnamidam. Purnat Purnam Udachyate. Shuddha, pure. without material contamination. Nitya, eternal. Mukta, liberated. Or Nitya Mukta, eternally liberated. Abhinatva Nama Namino, because there is no difference between the name and the person who has the name. So it is Krishna. In every respect, it is Krishna. Not only Krishna, but when we have full realization of the holy name, we will realize not only Krishna and his form, but also his qualities, his pastimes, his associates, our service to him, and everything. Everything will be manifest by the holy name. Or the holy name will reveal itself to be Krishna and the spiritual world. But we can have such realization only when we chant purely, without offense. But still, although we may not be able to chant purely now and have factual realization that the holy name is Krishna, still we get immense benefit even by chanting in the stage of Nam Abbas. When the father and uncle of Raghunath Das Goswami invited Haridas Thakur to speak at their assembly, Haridas Thakur said that liberation and freedom from sinful reactions is not the real benefit to be achieved from the holy name. Such benefits can be achieved even by Nam Abbas. But the real benefit which can be achieved by Shuddhanam is Krishna Prema. So, one envious Brahmin could not believe the statement that just by Nam Abbas one can get liberation and freedom from sinful reactions. But actually, it is so. And we find evidence in the story of Ajamil. Ajamil was born in a Brahmin family and had a pious childhood. But later he became implicated with some prostitute whom he married, and to satisfy her he engaged in so many sinful activities. But fortunately, he named his son Narayan. And he was very affectionate towards his son. And he was always speaking to his son, "Oh, Narayan, come here. Narayan, sit on my lap. Narayan, bring me water. Narayan, bring my shoes. Narayan this, Narayan that." So he was always chanting the holy name of Narayan. But he wasn't thinking he's chanting the holy names of God. He was only chanting Narayan. Now, at the time of death, the Yamadutas came to drag his soul and subtle body from his gross body and take him to Yamaraj for punishment. At the last moment, he saw the Yamadutas coming towards him, and in complete helplessness and in complete anxiety, he started calling for his son, "Narayan, Narayan." As soon as he chanted the holy name of Narayan, the messengers of Narayan, or the representatives of Narayan, came there. And there was a discussion between the Yamadutas and the Vishnudutas. And the conclusion was that that if someone chants the holy name of Narayan or Vishnu, Vishnu will think that, yes, the holy name will catch the attention of the Lord. And the Lord will think that because he has chanted my name, I must accept him as my ward and give him all protection. Srila Prabhupada explains that Krishna is the absolute truth. He is the origin of everything. And therefore the same sentiments that we have in the human being also exist in Krishna. So just like there may be a big room full of people, and there may be so many discussions going on in the room, but if someone mentions your name, if you happen to hear someone mention your name, immediately your attention will go there. So Srila Prabhupada says, in the same way, as soon as Krishna hears his name, his attention is also attracted. So just by chanting in Nama Bas, Ajamil was freed from sinful reactions. Otherwise, he would have been punished in hell. And he was liberated from material desires. He gave up material desires, and having had the good fortune of the association of the Vishnu Dutas, and having heard their talks about Krishna consciousness, he was able to engage in devotional service. Then he went to Haridwar and became perfect in devotional service, and then went back to Godhead. He was not conscious that he was engaging in sinful activities. He was not conscious that he was chanting the holy names of the Lord. So he was chanting in Namabhas. If he knew that he was committing sins, and if he was chanting to become free from the sinful reactions, he would have been chanting in Namaparad with offense, and therefore he wouldn't have gotten the result. But because he was chanting in Namabhas, he got the result, and he was freed from sinful reactions. Maya has two potencies. With one, she pushes the living entity down, and with the other, she covers him. Just like devotees, they get married and leave the temple, and they have the idea that they will earn and contribute to the temple. Then gradually they start to see that the temple managers are not managing properly. And they feel if they give the money to the temple, then the money will just be wasted. Then they think that I won't give to the temple here. I will find some project and some managers that I like, and I will give there. Then they give there. Then after some time they see, oh, they're also not managing properly. They're also wasting the money. Then he thinks, well, I'm also a devotee, as much as they are. And at least I'll spend the money properly. So I won't give it to them. I will just keep it for myself, and I will use it for Krishna. Now, everyone knows from Prabhupada's books that householders are supposed to give in charity. And in principle, under ideal circumstances, they could give 50%. But by some covering process, he comes to the point where he doesn't give anything to the temple. But he feels completely justified. He doesn't think that he's doing anything wrong. In fact, he thinks that he's a better devotee than the devotees in the temple. So that is Maya. Now, there was a time in ISKCON. There was a time in ISKCON where the leaders thought that the highest service was to get money by hook or by crook. I was actually in the movement at the time. And the leaders would get on the phone and call each other. And that also, not spending money, but they found a type of washer. You know, it's a piece of hardware. It's a ring, which was the same size as a quarter. So they used to go to the payphone and put washers in the phone box and phone and think of all the new ways they thought of cheating and stealing to get money for Krishna. And, you know, if the one who could think of the best way or the most ingenious way to cheat and steal, he was considered the best devotee. He was considered the most empowered devotee. And we were all taught like that. We were all taught like that. And we had almost no time to chant our rounds. Chanting our rounds was not considered important at all. And one day, I couldn't take it anymore. I decided I would just stay back for half a day and chant in the temple. And when one of the leaders found out, he was furious. He thought I was in Maya. What is wrong with him? He's just sitting in the temple, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He should be out collecting. And he personally came and got me out of the temple and sent me to collect. So Maya is very strong. They really thought that they were doing the best service. Then, you know, eventually Srila Prabhupada found out and he introduced certain reforms. He said, anyway, I won't go into the details, but I'm just saying Maya is very strong and very subtle. And when we're not in the situation and we hear about the situation, we think that, oh, how could anyone be in such Maya? But we also get in our own Maya, and when we're in it, we don't perceive it clearly, but others perceive it. That's why the association of devotees is so essential, because the devotees can help us distinguish between the weed and the creeper. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that the weeds have the same shape and maybe of the same size as the devotional creeper, and it's very hard to distinguish between the two. So we may not be expert gardeners. We may not be able to distinguish between the weed and the creeper. We may think that it's bhakti, but it may not be bhakti. Or it may not be favorable and therefore not bhakti. So that's why we need the association of expert devotees who can distinguish between the weed and the creeper. And Srila Prabhupada was always vigilant that no contamination should enter ISKCON, because we're in the material world and there's always some chance for contamination to enter. And it always does. I mean, it always tries to. And if we're not vigilant and if we're not active, and of course if we're not discriminating, we may be allowing things to enter thinking that they're favorable to devotional service, which are not. Sorry? Yeah. She asked for the definition of Namabhas. Namabhas, just like the sun, before the sun rises over the horizon in the morning, there is light. Haridas Thakur gives the example that even before the sun comes over the horizon, there's light. And people awaken and they begin their normal day's activities. And thieves, they stop their nefarious activities. And things begin even before the sun actually peeps over the horizon. So that is Namabhas. Before the sun comes over the horizon. And Shudanam means when the sun comes over the horizon. One has direct perception of Krishna. So it is very helpful. Even before the sun comes over the horizon, when there's light and heat, we can get so much benefit. And there's two categories. One is with faith, and the other is without faith. Just like Ajamil chanted the name of Narayan for the sun. So he had no faith, no special faith, only chanting by chance or good fortune, Narayan. And devotees, they have faith in the holy name. They have faith in the transcendental process of devotional service. But still, they're not able to chant purely. So of the two, Namabhas with faith is better, because the person will continue to chant with faith and he'll eventually be able to chant purely. Namabhas means that we commit offenses, not willingly, but just due to past habit or previous conditioning. We commit offenses, but we're trying not to. That is Namabhas. And committing offenses willingly is Namaparad. And no offenses is Shuddhanam.
What does it mean when it is said that Sri Sri Gauranga frees us from the offenses of towards the holy name? Is that Namabhas or Namaparad that we have been?
By chanting the holy names, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, one becomes free from offenses. That means he can gradually chant the holy name purely. Chant the holy name purely means perfection, bhava, and prema.
What would happen if
the person chanted
Hare Krishna
without
chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda?
What would happen? Depends how he chants.
Like, he chants like, we know we're on the Namabhas stage. Like, I normally do on the
Namabhas
stage.
Well, I would say it is very difficult to advance in devotional service to Krishna without the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the age of Kali. It is very difficult.
So because we chant the Pajatattva Mahaprabhu before, he said that we are charging Namabhas before you chant the
You see, nothing is automatic. Everything depends on the attitude of the devotee. But if we are not, let's put it this way, if we're not willingly committing offenses, we're trying not to commit offenses, but because of anarthas, even without wanting to commit offense, somehow we do commit offense. And then when we realize it, we repent for it and try to become free from it. That is Namabhas. Namabhas means the clearing stage. There's the offensive stage, the clearing stage, and the pure stage. So it's the clearing stage. So if we're chanting the Panchatattva mantra with the idea of becoming free from offenses, then such mentality indicates the clearing stage.
If the Holy Name is pure, it's not different from Krishna, then how can we, who are impure, chant the Holy Name and touch it and chant it?
Very good question. He says, if the Holy Name is Krishna and pure, then how can we, who are not pure, chant it or touch it? So the same question was anticipated by Rupa Goswami, and he has given the answer in the next verse, which we will now read. On page 77 in the verse book, Atha Sri Krishna Namadi Nabaved Grayam Indriyai Sevan Mukihi Jivado Swayam Eva Spratyada. Atha means therefore. What is the implication of therefore? Because Krishna's name, form, quality are all on the absolute platform, therefore Sri Krishna Nama Adi, Lord Krishna's name, form, quality, pastimes, and so on, Na Bhavet Grayam Indraye, cannot be perceived by the blunt material senses. So what Purnachandra Prabhu said is correct. We cannot touch the holy name or perceive the holy name with materially contaminated senses. Then what to do? Sevan Mukihi Jivado, that if we serve the Lord, if we engage in the service of the Lord, then the Lord, being pleased with our service, will reveal himself to us. So this is a very important verse. Srila Prabhupada explains in Nectar of Devotion that we cannot properly appreciate the holy name as long as we commit offenses. And until we purify our senses, we will commit offenses. So we have to purify our senses by devotional service. And then with purified senses, we can chant the holy name, and the holy name will reveal himself to us. Now, Jiva Do. This service begins with the tongue. Now, how can someone serve Krishna with the tongue? Bhakta Massimo? Oh, no. What is your name? Oh, you're Nam Prabhu. Nam Prabhu is pleased with us, and he is going to speak to us now. Nam Prabhu himself. Yes. The tongue has two functions, to vibrate and to taste. So by vibrating the holy name and tasting Krishna Prasad, we serve the Lord and we become purified. If the tongue can be controlled, then the other senses can be controlled more easily. And if the tongue is not controlled, then the other senses may be more difficult to control.
You're describing about the pastimes of chanting japa, but sometimes we see that it's given more emphasis to the practical devotional service like Sambhava Marga, which is more important than Punjabi. were actually given the rule, following rules and regulations. So maybe in one sense the service we do for Krishna is more important. Like let's say one is escaping from doing his duty, so he said, oh, I have to turn my rounds now, I can't do that. So in one sense the service is more important.
Well, everything depends on the mercy of Guru. Without the mercy of Guru, we cannot advance one iota. So, by serving the Guru, we will get the eligibility for chanting the holy name without offense. So, of course, chanting the holy name is also service to the Guru, but serving the mission of the spiritual master is also service, so we should do both. And if the Guru gives any order, it takes precedence over everything else. Still, the most important instruction is to chant at least 16 rounds. But even then, Srila Prabhupada said, in emergencies, we may miss 16 rounds also. But you're right. And we also find in the Bhagavatam that by serving the pure devotees, one develops taste, ruchi, for hearing and chanting about Krishna. So, serving the mission of the spiritual master, serving the mission of Gaur Nithai, will certainly help us to chant. And Srila Prabhupada was aware that devotees could use chanting as an excuse to avoid serving. Because sometimes devotees would propose that they wanted to chant more rounds. So Srila Prabhupada said, if they can actually chant more rounds, very good. But not that in the name of chanting more rounds, they're simply eating and sleeping. And when the manager asks them to do some service, they say, no, 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 I can't do any service. I'm busy imitating Haridas Thakur. So we should be balanced. We should be balanced. When we're liberated, we may be able to chant like Haridas Thakur. But right now we need many engagements to keep us busy and to keep us encouraged. But even if we're liberated, it doesn't mean that we should neglect the service of the spiritual master. What are we chanting? Well, Krishna reveals himself in proportion to our surrender. So according to our surrender, we may have namaparad, which is it will decrease actually. If we chant with offenses, we'll lose the taste for chanting, and in the end we'll stop chanting. So namaparad should be avoided. Nam abas will increase. Rupa Goswami says that by chanting in namabas, eventually we come to the stage of pure chanting. Or we could be chanting Shuddhanam. It will vary from individual to individual, according to the stage. Kanista Adhikari in the beginning will chant mostly with offense, like that. Madhyama Adhikari is Namabhas, but in the beginning with more offense, at the end less offense, and Uttamadhikari will be without offense. Sorry?
So you could say that Krishna is there.
Krishna is there, but he reveals himself in proportion to our surrender. Krishna is there as the deity, but he reveals himself according to our surrender. Okay, so tomorrow we will discuss what's the next theme? Yes, in the five items residing in Vrindavan. And then after the five items, to read the next chapter. After listing so many items, then Rupa Goswami discusses various items which are not accepted as items of devotional service. Like some people might think varnashram. So he says, no, varnashram is not an item. And then he explains why. Somebody may say cultivating jnana or cultivating vairagya is an item of bhakti. But he says, no, it's not an item of bhakti. And then he explains why. So after listing 64 items that are included, he next discusses some items which are not included. And he explains why they're not included. So we'll discuss that tomorrow. You should finish your homework. And then on the weekend, read the next two chapters. I'll give you 2 days and outline the next two chapters, which are about spontaneous devotional service. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Prema Nandini Hari Hari Bol.